the panel, we haven't talked a lot about sponsorship, but I'm wondering how each of you has handled when one of your sponsees starts to fade from your life or just stops completely. What is your responsibility as a sponsor?
That's a challenge. That's a good question. That's a challenge. I always encourage them to look at their resemblance. Usually when I talk to someone who's come back, I say, hey, you want to write down the resemblance you were having. See if you can get to the basis of that. Sometimes people just have different views. I talk to a lot of people that, first day of seniors, but I also talk to people who have come and gone for a while and they finally come and they get, I just accept that this is, people have different routes to recovery. I went home around for a year in the program and I didn't get it. And all of a sudden,
it's always helpful to me to remember that a person's recovery journey is between them and their higher power and not, it's not my recovery journey. My job is to shine the light on the path that I've taken and what I have found works for me, but to let people have their own recovery and pointing them back to their higher power. I would just add that a big flag for me is, am I working harder at their recovery than they are? And I think along the lines of what everyone else is saying, my job is not to chase someone or convince them that this is where they need to be. My job is to be there if this is where they want to be and if they're willing to do the work. And, it's a... the bare bones of it for me is it's life and death. There are people who, because they have the dignity of choice, will go back out and choose not to live the full life that recovery could give them for whatever reason. And if I'm focused on chasing them down, now it doesn't mean I won't call every once in a while and just say, hey, I'm thinking of you or something else, but I'm not going to try to convince someone against their will, because then they're not ready. And it's got to come from the inside. And the people who want it and need it, there's so many of them that need sponsors, so there's just a finite amount of time, and I want to be there for the people who are wanting it.
My first thought was, well, don't take it personally, which is, what you're saying. Okay, thanks. And when that happens, right, because, there is that saying that in OA we come in by the hundreds and we leave by the 99s. And I don't know how many sponsees I've had over the last 9.5 years. And some of them last 0 days, like they say they're going to call me and they never do, and some of them last years and years, and but every time a sponsee of mine decides to leave the program, I remind myself not to take it personally, and two, remind myself to be grateful, because I have been gifted with willingness, and I've been gifted and the willingness to work this program is something to hang on to every single day. And that makes my gratitude list every single day. I'm grateful for my abstinence, and I'm grateful for my willingness to work this program. Those are my first two gratitudes. And so it's just a reminder to me to be grateful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Excellent.